bathed the red clay ground. Dust kicked up around his John Deere wheels. No trace of rain inside. Again he'll lose the fight and have to watch his crops die in the fields. They stood there both in tears, his wife of many years. He said, "John, you know I hate to lose our farm." He looked into her eyes and looked up at the skies and told her as he held her in his arms, "In my next life, I want to be your hero. Something better than I've turned out to be. I've lived this life behind the plow and harrow. In my next life, I make you proud of me." Like his run-down farm, soon withered up and slowly disappeared. One hard-working man, two hard-working hands were giving up after all these years. His aging eyes grew dim, and the lady that worshipped him sat crying on a chair beside his bed. Her hands caressed his brow, and she said, "It's all right now." And as he slowly slipped away, he said, "In my next life, I wanna be your hero. Something better than I turned out to be. I've lived this life behind a plow and harrow. In my next life, I'll make you proud of me. It's in my next life, I hope you're proud of me.